Well, guys, this is Bud, and I'm back for just a closing comment on our conversation with Alessa. What a sweet girl. Talking on her cell phone, that was kind of a first for us, but she mentioned that it was kind of a holiday festival this weekend in Tver, and she was actually at a concert. She said she was with her friends, her girls, who are classmates of hers at the university where she studies English. She told us earlier in the conversation that she hopes to be an English teacher. Obviously very interested in meeting somebody, no problem with an age difference. She sort of expects that a man who is older is going to be more serious about family, more focused on monogamy and faithfulness and ready to have children and those kinds of things. She said that Russian men her age didn't interest her because they only wanted a pretty girlfriend. When there were any issues that came up in a relationship, they bailed on the girl. You hear a lot of women say this. It's a lot of the reason that the women are here. Quite frankly, there are just so many women compared to the number of men, and that also is a big reason why they look outside of their culture. Very interesting that she talked about her family and how they support this whole idea of meeting a foreign man, but how she wants to stay focused on her parents. She's very unselfish. You could hear so much of that in her answers. When we talked about, you know, had she traveled abroad, and she said, well, no, I really don't need to do that when I probably will marry somebody from another culture and live in another country, and I'd rather save my money and give something back to my parents. And then we talked about children, and she said that she wanted her children to have everything that they wanted and not be envious of other children. When we talked about how many children she wanted to have, she said, of course, that would be something that she would have to work out with her future husband. I'm just a very, very unselfish person, and that was quite obvious in a lot of her answers on a bunch of different topics. Very, very interesting that she did ballet for 9 years and then decided to study English at the university, and because of that did not have the time or resources. Mostly, I think it was a time concern to study ballet and do it well, but she said after 9 years of ballet, she's able to do a lot of it at home and still dances and still stays in very good condition and still does all the exercises around ballet and that kind of thing. Her English lessons have obviously served her pretty well, right? I like this girl, guys. I like her a lot. Now, a lot of the things that I tell you, a lot of the things that I wrote in my book come to light in these conversations, which is a lot of the reason that I do them. I told you, for example, that a lot of these women, even the most beautiful women, will receive very little attention, maybe get a few letters. If they're lucky, someone will send them a gift, and may meet someone if they're, you know, part of the top maybe 10% of women, or I guess if they just happen to meet some of that 3% of guys overall who get on the plane and go to meet somebody. She's a lovely girl. She has many fine qualities. She speaks English. A lot of us, when we're looking for somebody in this process, we try to find somebody who speaks English, right? And she does. But despite all that, and she lives in Tver, which is a city, if you do any looking around on the internet at all about this whole Russian dating thing, you'll read very positive things about Tver. And despite all of that, one letter since she joined the agency in March. And guys, you know what? You tell me all the time you want to meet somebody, you want to meet a sincere girl, you want to write letters to somebody who will write you back. I know in her profile she set up to 40. I know that some of you who are over the age of 40 look pretty darn good for your age. I know that. And frankly, I wouldn't worry about the age thing so much. I'd write to her, and let's just see what happens. Certainly, if you want to write to somebody and just get an understanding of how these women think and feel and enjoy correspondence with a sincere Russian girl, you know, you might ultimately decide that the age gap is too much. You might not. It really depends. I think she's quite focused and serious about her family, and she has a great, great attitude. So if there's a girl who's 21 out there who can, you know, make this thing happen for all the right reasons, there's quite a possibility Alessa's it. I really liked her mature attitude and her focus on her family very, very much. So, guys, somebody please write to this girl. Tell her how special she is, how much you appreciated this conversation. I would be so thankful for that. I was a little surprised nobody raised their hand to speak to her. And y'all know how I feel about that. If we're going to do these calls, I want these women to be appreciated. I want us to extend our hand and show that. Whether we really have a personal interest in the girl or not, just press star one and say, hey, Alessa, how are you? Very cute. Thanks for doing the call. I don't care who it is. Just one or two guys on every call. It means a lot to these women to be noticed. And I want them to feel noticed. I want them to feel special. I want them to feel that there was a reason that we pulled them out of the pile of profiles to talk to them. And it's not just us trying to sell a romance tour and using them to do that. So help me out with that, guys, in the future, okay? I would appreciate your participation very much. I know you enjoyed this call. I'm sorry it was a little difficult to hear her at times on the cell phone. But but she was marvelous. What a great conversation. What a nice girl. I'll do my best to get this on the website, Foreign Bride 101, as quickly as possible so you can listen to it again. Guys, wasn't it funny what she said? It's not funny, of course. I don't mean humorous, but she said her favorite guinea pig died, and she was very, very sad. The thing about these Russian girls that I find so charming, they are so mature and in some ways a little bit kind of innocent and childlike at the same time. And it's just an amazing, irresistible combination. If there's a smart guy out there, when she comes to America on a fiancé visa, he's going to have a beautiful guinea pig and a bouquet of white lilies waiting for her. I think she'll be very happy. What a combination too, huh?